Well, I'm here at the Sangbang main stand. I'm talking to Simon Mays. So, Simon, do tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here at Ecobuild.
I work for British Gypsum, the dry lining manufacturer. My job role is a specification manager based in London, so I work with architects, specifiers, main contractors, mainly to help them achieve the regulations that are in, whether it's be residential or commercial. So my job role is to help people get to the solutions they need rather than trying to do it on their own. Mm. That's my main role.
So there's a lot about achieving specifications at Ecobuild. A lot of companies here that I've spoken to have said we're here to help people achieve certain specifications. So sort of how do people get in touch with you? What sort of things are they probably going through their mindset that would lead them to getting in touch with a company like yourselves?
I think what it is, depends on the kind of project you're working on, but they've all got regulations. So if you're working on residential, you'll be working to Part E. Mm. And then within Part E, they have standards for acoustics or thermal, fire, those kind of things. But there's the same when you work in health, HTMO 801 and BB93 for education. So depending on the project they're working on, there are regulations that will tell them that certain partitions or walls have to achieve certain acoustic, thermal or fire properties. Once they've got that information, the world's quite a large place, so it's quite often it's easier for them to come to somebody like me, who specialises, and they say, well, this is what I need, and then I can actually make life a little bit easier by explaining how we can help them achieve that. And my main job is to find out what their main drivers are, if it's environmental, if it's acoustics, if it's green guide, if it's residential green guide rating. So my job is to understand their needs, understand their main drivers, and then help them get to our solutions quicker, rather than them read a book that's 400 pages and not know which bit to go to. So.
Yeah, and there's a lot in the stuff that I do with social media. It's all about conversation. And what I'm picking up here from the Sangbang companies is that conversation is incredibly important. You want those inquiries for people to start a conversation about what they need, and that Sangbang can then provide a whole solution across all sorts of construction material backgrounds.
Absolutely. And I think without the conversation, without that initial involvement, it's very, very difficult for anybody to really understand what somebody else needs. So to sit down and have a meeting with somebody for an hour or two, just to try and really understand their drivers and their needs, actually that makes life a lot easier going forward, because without that understanding, you can spend a long time to-ing and fro-ing without actually coming up with what they need. So the understanding, the conversation, the investigation into the project is the main role of me. And then once I've got that information, my job is then to try and involve not only British Gypsum, who I work for, but I'm part of the Sangbang group. So actually there are the insulation sites, the glass and that, and we can sometimes look at the whole building rather than just look at our own products. We want people to come to us. They've got a project, they've got a problem. Well, you know, call me if you're based in London. If you're not, there's always somebody that does my job somewhere else in the country. And then we can come to see you and help you get to where you want to be.
So British Gypsum, over the next 12 months, what are sort of the big projects on the horizon for British Gypsum or your directions?
I think with British Gypsum, one of the major focuses with us is innovation. We're always trying to bring out new products. New products not only that are slightly different to the ones we've done before, but actually radical new products, things we've never done before. Some of the things that hopefully when people see them, they will say, wow, I didn't know British Gypsum were ever going to do something like that. It's not in their makeup. So I think over the next 12 months there'll be some really interesting products coming out that we haven't done previously, that will take us into different parts of the projects. But hopefully then we end up with a larger solution for people. We don't try and sell individual products. One of the things we do is we try and sell a system. So instead of giving you one product to bolt to something else, if we give you the whole system, we'll then stand behind that it will achieve what you want it to achieve, and it'll get a lifetime warranty. So actually in 25 years, if it doesn't do what it should do, actually you can come back to us and we'll still come back and say, actually this is what's wrong, or if there's nothing wrong at all, then fine. So we give lifetime warranties on our systems, and we like to sell the whole system and not just a product.
Well, thank you so much, Simon, for talking to me. And if I'm correct, do you know the British Gypsum website?
I do. It's www.britishgypsum.co.uk.
And what stand number are you here in the North Gallery?
We're N310.
And if you want to contact them on Twitter, Sangbang are Sangbang UK. And do British Gypsum have a Twitter account? They don't yet, but you'll be able to find them. If you search for British Gypsum in Google, I'm pretty sure they're going to come to the top of your list. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you.